right, we are back. My next guest, Tom McAvity. Tom McAvity is a bankruptcy attorney and the author of the best-selling book, The Benefits of Bankruptcy. Tom McAvity, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about this. You know, there are obviously, you know, some benefits to bankruptcy. So let's talk about, why did you write the book? It's a question I ask all my authors. What was the inspiration behind writing your book, The Benefits of Bankruptcy?
You know, the real inspiration behind writing the book was a couple years ago I had an epiphany that I probably should have had really at the beginning of my career, but from what I've seen, most firms still haven't had, which is that there's a great emphasis in bankruptcy firms on delivering the core benefits of bankruptcy, you know, the elimination of unsecured debt, catching up on the missing house payments, getting licenses back, you know, the usual benefits of bankruptcy, which most firms do a pretty good job of emphasizing. But what I really started to think about was, you know, what are consumers really looking for? And I think the real issue for most people is, yeah, they want to eliminate the credit card debt and the medical debt and get the collectors to stop calling them. But what they're really looking for is a return to the financial mainstream so that they can participate like anyone else. And once I realized that that's what people are really looking for, they're not just looking to, you know, move some stuff off a credit report, but really return to a place where, you know, they can buy houses once again, buy cars once again without being laughed off a lot. Just really being able to do what everyone else, what anyone else can do, I realized that, you know, a book was probably going to be necessary, and we were going to need to retool the services that we deliver to consumers. So that's really where it started.
Gotcha. No, I like that. You know what? And let's talk about some of this, because I think bankruptcy has a lot of mystery surrounding it. There are people who will tell you, you know, it's the best thing in the world. There's other people who tell you it's the worst thing in the world. You know, there's stories like Walt Disney, who, you know, supposedly filed bankruptcy, I think, like 7 times, you know, and so there to me is a lot of mystery around bankruptcy. So why don't you tell us maybe some of the myths around bankruptcy? What is it that I can do? What is it that I can't do?
Well, the myth is that bankruptcy is going to ruin your financial life forever. And what we've done is taken steps to make sure that the exact opposite is true. What we do is we don't just offer bankruptcy legal services, but as a part of people filing bankruptcy with us, we offer credit repair and education. So I shouldn't say credit repair, but credit education and materials, so that people can really rebuild after the case is done. And that completely defeats the misconception that bankruptcy ruins your life forever. People think that, you know, I'm going to file bankruptcy and it's going to be on my credit score for 7 to 10 years. And that's a fundamental misunderstanding, which I cover in the book, which is that, yeah, something can be on your credit report for a long time, but you don't care what's on your credit report. You care what your score is. You know, the guy on the car lot is going to look at your credit report. The mortgage lender isn't going to look at your credit report. They want to know one thing, and that's what's your FICO, what's your credit score. And from what we've seen, most people who file bankruptcy and then follow up and, you know, reading the credit education and materials that we pay a company to provide to all our clients, that a lot of them can recover to a mid-700 credit score within 18 months, which is a huge surprise to most of our clients.
Wow, that's excellent. That's excellent. And you know what? And I like what you said there. I hope everybody picked up on that. Is that, you know, they really just care about your score. I mean, look, if you file bankruptcy and you now have a 700, you can get whatever you want. Now, let's say you've never filed bankruptcy, but you're at a 540, you're kind of screwed.
Yep. For life, often. Yeah. I mean, but the only sad part about practicing bankruptcy for me is all too often we see people that have been wrestling with debt for years on end and dealing with collectors and really trying to do the honorable thing and fight it out, but it's just an impossible impossible task to complete. Once you're that far behind, there's no coming back. And sadly, I'll be talking to a family and realize, God, they could have dealt with this 2 years ago and been in a, with a mid 700 credit score right now.
Right. Yeah, here's what's interesting, and a lot of people don't get this.
That right.
Bankruptcy was a law specifically carved out to help people who got in over their head for whatever reason. It could be for health. It could have been, it could have been that their, their business went bad or, whatever. If people... really understood what's going on. If you look at, for instance, the airlines, I believe all of the airlines have filed bankruptcy at least once, except for Southwest. I don't believe they've ever filed bankruptcy. But, Continental Airlines, before they got bought out, they had filed bankruptcy like three or four times. It is something there that the law created to help all of us out, not just a business, but individuals as well.
Right. And I think all too often we're the last people to let ourselves off the hook. You'll meet the client where know that if it had been their best friend or their cousin or something, they would have been telling that person to file bankruptcy every day. But when it's you, it's just hard to let yourself off the hook and start over.
Yes. No. Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. It's that old saying that we're much harder on ourselves than anybody else. And I think that sometimes, as you said, we make it a point of pride, sometimes the worst kind of pride. Yes, I think most people, all of us, want to be able to pay for all our debts. We all want to be able to be independent, but sometimes we need help. I mean, that is just the reality. And like you said, it's better to ask for help now, get this bankruptcy out of the way, and now 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, you've had 2 or 3 years of great sleep, you've had 2 or 3 years of not arguing with your spouse, you've had 2 or 3 years, you've had a chance to rebuild your credit. All right, so let's talk about this. How does bankruptcy work? In other words, because I know there's a bunch of different bankruptcies, so why don't you give me a synopsis of how bankruptcy works for consumers, as well as for, let's say, a small business?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because the mechanics of filing a bankruptcy are a little different with our firm than with other firms. I think most often consumers will have to, they'll have to save up a large amount of money to be able to file bankruptcy, which is sometimes really difficult when you're getting garnished or when you're just, underwater or you and your wife aren't bringing in the income that you once did. So that can become an impossible task to get a bankruptcy filed at all. A lot of insurance firms these days are charging it upwards of $1,500 to $2,000, and they want it all up front. And I'm amazed that bankruptcies are filed at all. With our firm, it's a little bit different. As I was saying earlier, we were trying to anticipate the real needs of the consumer. So what we do most often is we take some of the attorney fees up front, but most of them after the case has been filed. And why do we do that? Well, there's two reasons. The first reason is we want people to be safely protected by the bankruptcy laws as quickly as possible so that they're safe, so that the car can no longer be repoed, so that the garnishments come to an abrupt end. Emotional relief that they deserve as well. But the other reason is we want that process of credit score recovery to start as quickly as possible. And that process really doesn't start until you get your discharge in bankruptcy. So I think doing it any other way does a real disservice to the client because, if they have to wait 6 months to a year to get the bankruptcy filed, then that's, 6 months to a year of no credit score rebuild. And that's a shame as well. So that's pretty much the process. I think our firm may be a little different as well in that, once we're hired, which is just $100 down, we're hired, we're the attorneys, we'll take the creditor calls and tell the collectors where to go. At that point, the client normally fills out an online questionnaire, a couple hours of data entry where, you just need the background information to get a case put together. They do a credit counseling class that they can do online and get us some documents, and then they're coming into the coming into one of our offices to get that case filed. That's a quick summary of what happens before filing. After filing, they might have to attend one somewhat informal hearing about 30 days after the case is filed. And if they're in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, a couple months after that, they have their discharge and fresh start.
Yes. All right. So let me ask you this. Taxes are a big issue for a lot of people. Does a fresh start eliminate all my taxes, or is there some kind of timing issue with that? I've heard different things where bankruptcy can get rid of taxes. I've also heard that it doesn't ever get rid of taxes. What's the truth on that?
Well, bankruptcy, I think, is always a pretty great tool for dealing with taxes. You know, you can't always eliminate them altogether. Some taxes can be eliminated provided that they meet pretty narrow criteria, having to do with how long ago they were filed and how long it's been since the taxes were assessed. So sometimes they can be, if they're, you know, a few years old, they can often be completely eliminated without having to repay any of them. But the other alternative in bankruptcy is pretty great as well. You can often take a large amount of tax debt and repay it in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy at 0% interest over a long period of time. You know, and that can be a great tool. You no longer have the tax man bothering you, threatening to garnish and instituting penalties and interest on top of the principal you already owe. The other great thing about that is, you know, if you have a car payment, we can usually have the car paid off in full prior to you having to hand a penny back to the IRS, which is wonderful.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
That's a great tool as well.
Yeah, repeat that one. What was that?
Well, for most families, they'll have a car payment or two, or maybe they're a little bit behind on the mortgage, and they'll have some tax debt as well. So the great thing you can do in Chapter 13 bankruptcy is you can say, okay, I'm going to pay back some of this tax debt, you know, maybe not the interest or the penalties, but I'm going to repay it at 0% interest. And you know what? I'm going to pay you guys back after I get done paying my car payment back and after I get done paying the mortgage back, which is just a wonderful tool. The ability to tell the IRS, hey, guys, you know, you're going to get your money, but I'm going to start paying you 3 years from now after I pay back the car and the house. It's a pretty nice treatment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And again, look, guys, the whole point is, and I want to emphasize this, this is the first time that we've had Tom on the show to talk about bankruptcy, so I get nothing for saying this. But I just want to emphasize what Tom said earlier. If you're sitting there suffering, you've had sleepless nights, your business is suffering, maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel. You just need some breathing room. Bankruptcy might be a great answer for you. And to not avail yourself of these laws, of these legal rights, is bad. It's a shame for you and your family. As the head of the business, as the head of the household, as whatever leader in the household, it's kind of your duty, obligation, and responsibility to look at everything that might take some of the pressure off and make it easy. Because some of the things that Tom's talked about is, again, keeping your car, getting the IRS off your back, being able to keep your house. These are things that is not the end of the world if you lose your car. It's not the end of the world if you lose your house, but it's so disruptive that it can seem like the end of the world. And one phone call, and you got it taken care of. You fill out some information online like Tom's talking about, and you have some peace of mind that, you know, that now you have somebody helping you fight the fight, right?
Exactly.
All right, so what's the difference? You mentioned Chapter 7. You also mentioned Chapter 13. What's the difference?
Well, in Chapter 7, you're eliminating all of your unsecured debt and starting the process of starting over really quickly. I guess the downside to Chapter 7 is it doesn't offer as many tools for lowering your car payment or paying the taxes back interest-free or catching up on a mortgage payment that's gotten a little bit out of control. So both chapters offer wonderful benefits to clients. And, you know, one misconception that I'd really like to dispel is all too often we meet with clients who believe that they know they don't qualify for Chapter 7 because they make too much money, and they think their only alternative is to file Chapter 13. Not how it works. You know, in most cases, clients pay back only what they can afford to pay back over a 3 to 5 year period. And you normally can't beat it. If you owe $1 million and you have to pay back $12,000 and you discharge the rest, that's a pretty nice benefit.
Yeah, it is. But again, here's the thing that don't guess. I mean, unless you're a bankruptcy attorney, right, you shouldn't be guessing what the bankruptcy laws are. You should pick up the phone and talk to somebody who can tell you, here's the deal.
Absolutely. There's just way too much money on the line to be making any, to be playing with something like that by yourself. I would even go this far. Don't even hire me, but just hire someone. Because just way too much on the line to be messing around with something like that on your own. I don't know, but I'm the kind of guy, I don't know anything about plumbing and I don't know anything about carpentry. So when stuff like that comes up, I don't try to play with it on my own.
Right, and I'm the same way. You know what? I know this much. I could probably do my breaks for myself. When I was young and in college, you know, and you're on a shoestring budget, I would do stuff like that. I haven't done my breaks in 30 plus years, but I know that I could get in there and do my breaks. But I also know that if I take it to the break expert, he'll get it done right the first time. He'll save me time, which in turn saves me money and gives me peace of mind. You know,
right.
There's a trade-off in there. I mean, you know, you can do some of the stuff yourself, but why? So it's just one of those crazy things where sometimes we become what's the whole phrase? Penny wise, pound foolish, and it's ridiculous. And I think that again, the book is called The Benefits of Bankruptcy. Like Tom said, look, you don't have to hire him, but get the information, get yourself informed. The Benefits of Bankruptcy available on Amazon, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Hey, Tom, we're out of time. It's been a blast having you on the show, and I want to wish you the best of luck with the book again, The Benefits of Bankruptcy. Looking forward to having you back again.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to it.
All righty. Good stuff there about you and your rights, whether it's, a personal bankruptcy or a business bankruptcy, check into it. If you're suffering, there are a lot of great people who had to file bankruptcy, and the list is huge. You can actually Google famous people who filed bankruptcy, and you will see a list of some of the biggest, most famous people, including presidential candidate Donald Trump, I believe, filed bankruptcy 2 or 3 times. So it's not just for the famous, it's for the not so famous as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back right after this.